The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Plus $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
Rebel Nation, are you ready? It's time for the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
He gets the blocks he needs. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Ole Miss.
Right up the middle, David. Big gaping hole opened up.
Touchdown, Ole Miss. Jackson Dart houses it.
Gary Darby, Chuck Roundsville, Yancey Porter, and Gordon Ford bring you the latest on everything going on with Ole Miss Athletics.
It's on the turf and the Rebels recover it.
Gets control and the dunk. Oh my
goodness gracious.
Don't sit on the sidelines. Be part of the show. Text in your questions or comments at 662-426-1093. That's 662-426-1093.
I guess you don't have to, but you need to.
He hits one high and deep left field. Kane shading the eyes at the track, and it is gone.
Let's get to it. Here's your host, Gary Darby.
In studio with you this week, Chuck Yancey. Gordon Ford's coming up in the next segment. Then we'll talk with David Sandhop of TexAgs.com on the program. Get those text messages in at 662-426-1093. Got some basketball questions that we'll answer when we get to them. Hello, men.
Hey, brother. Thank goodness you're back.
Well, but as I told Yancey moments ago, Grizzlies at New York against the Knicks next Monday.
I've got a picture of the dashboard, Chucky. Yeah, I've got a picture. We know exactly where the buttons are supposed to be.
So we've gone over the tutorial. Look, hey, in 30-whatever years I've done this, it happens to me more than you want to admit.
Gary,
things can happen.
We look like two monkeys fighting over a banana in here. It's ridiculous.
Well, and I was doing a Grizz pregame show. He was texting. Hayden was texting. I think I got the information, you know, that we needed to get you going. I know it was a little bit late.
We got it. We got it.
We'll
done.
Work it out.
We
got right? it.
We worked it out. It's radio. Things always pop up.
So as far as I know, Grizz against Knicks next week, and nothing again until late March.
Yeah.
Okay.
One thing on a serious note, you know, I'd like to send the wishes out to Paul Gallo's family and everybody, the legend here at Super Talk. Just a, you know, sad day around here, and you know, big shoes to fill there.
Without a doubt, you know, I go back and I think about guys that, you know, blazed the trail to do like a George Lapidus in Memphis with Sports Talk, right? In this area, and Paul Gallo with News Talk and doing and giving, you know, great leadership for this entire Super Talk world. My thoughts go out to the family as well.
Absolutely.
All right, this part of the show is brought to you by First South Farm Credit. Over 100 years of experience supporting rural communities and agriculture, ready to help you through that financial journey at First South Farm Credit. Before we get into the five things, the ups and downs of the SEC.
Yep.
And as it was messaging between people, I think it was Jake Thompson, who said the margin for error is so razor thin in this league this year. And I think it's closer than ever. You saw Georgia almost get Auburn. You see Alabama lose to Ole Miss, go to Kentucky and win. And for the first time ever, Arkansas is over at this deep in the league. There is 1 through 12, 13. I mean, there's not much difference. And there are going to be a lot of 9-9, 8-10 teams in this league. There might be a 7-win team get in the dance who could end up playing into the second or third weekend.
Well, you know, for Arkansas's case, I think Cal's finding out that when everybody can pay the players, you have
it's
to
different,
coach.
Right? Yep.
Well, I know this. I know that the staff at Ole Miss thinks there's 5 NBA players on that Arkansas staff. I don't think Ole Miss has an NBA player. I think Dia maybe has a chance. You know, we'll see. You know, Morrell, we'll see. But, you know, they're still talented. I don't know about their depth, but they're not playing as a unit.
I never know sometimes when you get these anonymous coaches' comments and things that go on. You guys have had these stories and done those or seen those before. But there's one on CBS that one SEC coach says the things that Calipari, he doesn't scare people on the sidelines anymore. And the things that he and his staff do are archaic. They are not today's college basketball game.
Exactly what I said.
Yeah.
He can't buy his way to a title now.
And you look at Kentucky. A lot of energy, a lot of fun. They're happy at this point in time. Obviously, they're winning a lot of games, too, at this point in time still. At
Pope's a good coach. Pope's a good coach.
Very good, good coach. He's played at the high level and coached
it. The reason the SEC's as strong as it is because the coaching has gotten so much better in the last 5 to 6 years.
I mean, you look at the state of Mississippi, that's two premier coaches in the country right there.
I think part of what I enjoy, and I'm going to let you get into your five things here quickly, and watching that game, obviously not seeing Ole Miss win was disappointing, but watching Beard and Jans on the sidelines, the back and forth, the up and down, the coaching, the things that they were doing, and seeing that insight and how good both of them were at what they did.
Great chess match.
That was an unbelievable match.
I hope both coaches are in Mississippi for the next 5-7 years, I really do.
All right, we got about 2.5-3 minutes. Yancey, let's get those five things with Outback Steakhouse. Steve Grantham and nine of those. Go ahead.
Sure. First thought of the day, Ole Miss fans, don't let the loss at MSU take away from the win at Alabama. In fact, there probably will not be another win by any team this season throughout the USA as big as the win by Ole Miss at Bama. It's a resume builder and gives Rebels a lot of wiggle room in the big picture. Thought number two, there seems to be a serious trend this season, Chucky and Gary, for Ole Miss basketball. I've gone over this weekly. In the three losses, they have shot the three-pointer 15 more times than their 15 wins. They make their hay by driving in the paint and get to the hole. They must stay with that game plan in order to succeed on the scoreboard. Thought number three, the Texas A&M matchup could be Ole Miss's most difficult matchup of the season. They are tough and love to get after the boards. Ole Miss was out-rebounded 51-29 by State. There's no way they can have that repeat performance and come out with a W. Thought number four, the more I think about the move to sit D in the final 17 minutes of the contest, the more I understand why Beard made this move. Yes, the smaller lineup allowed Ole Miss to get back into the game and get it to overtime, but it sent a message to Dia that he has to become a true post player.
Save number five till we come after the break, and we'll have Gordon Ford coming up with us.
Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford, we want to see you satisfied. If you don't see what you're looking for online or on lot, it can still be yours. From the model you want down to the color you're after, we got you covered. Don't see the one on our website or at the dealership, we'll find it. Test drive a new Chevrolet Equinox or tell us exactly what you're searching for today. Let us do the legwork for you on all your new or pre-owned vehicle needs. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody. Together, let's drive.
Hey, my name is Chris Wade. I'm with First South Farm Credit. When you're looking to buy land, it helps to have someone who can assist you through the process. Land is a special thing. It can serve as an investment or a legacy that you pass down to your children along with the love of the land. That's important. At First South, we offer long-term financing at competitive rates. Call Oxford at 662-234-5015 or Tupelo at 662-842-2454 and become part of the First South family.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw Real Estate.
The experts at Oxford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine are the trusted orthopedic team physicians for your Ole Miss Rebels. Their specialists provide elite orthopedic care using state-of-the-art technology and personalized treatment plans to get you back on your feet faster. From mom's sprained ankle to your son's football injury, Oxford Ortho is here for your family. With offices located in Oxford, Batesville, Grenada, Hernando, Cleveland, Calhoun City, and Tupelo, their physicians are always close by when you need them. Oxford Ortho and Sports Medicine is the official orthopedic team physicians for you and your Ole Miss Rebel.
If you're in the market for a fine piece of jewelry, there's only one name to know, Van Atkins. Serving its customers since 1939, Van Atkins has been voted the best estate jeweler in Mississippi multiple times. With great locations to serve you in historic downtown New Albany and on the square in Oxford, Van Atkins is the place to go. Whether it's a piece for yourself or for that special someone, Van Atkins is the easy decision. And like Chuck always says,
you know she's worth it.
You're listening to the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
This portion of our show is brought to you by the Faris Group, our partner in retirement. Faris Group has over 20 years' experience, proven track record in helping people and retirees invest and not outlive those savings during retirement. If you're nearing or already retired, please call the Faris Group. Their office number is 601-607-4141. That's 601-607-4141 to schedule your free consultation. Before we get to Gordon, we'll ask him to hold on patiently, Yancey, while you give number five of those thoughts.
Yeah, last thought was a football thought. Ole Miss picked up a nice addition to the wide receiver room out of the portal and four-star Trey Wallace out of Penn State. But there are still holes to fill, namely the defensive backfield, whether that's cornerback or safety, and at least one more big-time offensive lineman.
Now we welcome in Gordon Ford. G, good evening.
Good evening.
G-Money, you know, I was talking about the three-point differential in the wins and losses. They're shooting at 15 more attempts in their three losses than they are in the 15 wins. And I kind of dug around. I've always been a stats junkie. My granddaddy nicknamed me stats when I was 5 years old, actually. But I started digging around why we're shooting so many more threes when they're not playing well. And this is what I found out. In the three losses, Dia is averaging 16.8 minutes a game. In the 15 wins, he's averaging just over 28 minutes a game. So you're talking, you know, that's almost 12 minutes more a game. So they're bodying us up down low, or bodying Ole Miss up, I should say, down low, and it's forcing Ole Miss to settle for outside shots. Have you noticed that as well?
Yeah, somewhat, yeah. I think the biggest thing is, and I talked to coaching staffs today, is the slow start. And I know that they're trying to figure out what's going on. To me, I think the best way they can get back and win a lot of games is get morale going. And I think that, you know, right now that, you know, you saw him exert himself in the second half and hit some threes and made some incredible plays. I think that's what they need. I think they need to run a play for him to start the game off Wednesday night.
Yeah, that's a great point. You look at the five, and I looked into Morrell's numbers, and four of the five SEC games, he's had 2 or 0 points in the first half. And, you know, then he comes on in the second half. I think Mississippi State, he had 0. Then he scored 15 in the second half. Alabama, I think he had 2 points, and he scored, I think, 13 in the second half. So, you're right about that. They've got to get Morrell going early. And I was thinking about maybe inserting Brakefield back in the starting lineup.
Let me pose this to you. Do you think prior to watching Mississippi State double Dia, which we're going to see more of from here on, that the defense was set to we're going to stop Morrell. We can't let Morrell get the open shot. We'll see what these other guys can do with it.
Chucky, what do you see?
I couldn't detect that. I didn't detect that. But I do think Morrell's a key moving forward, and he played better Saturday, and I think that's the reason we got back in the game.
Sure.
I mean, the game was – I thought it was over.
Yeah.
But we chipped away, and, you know, Morrell was the guy that
– And they play such good defense, good enough defense, they're going to help stay connected. They didn't get too far.
Let me say this. You get out-rebounded 22, you're not going to win.
How did Ole Miss even keep it close getting out rebounded 22.
I don't know.
That's like getting out rushed 300 yards to 30, and you know it goes over. Ole Miss played so poorly that game. Dia is just absolutely dominated the first four SEC games, and he hit the two threes there in that 2 minute little span, and oddly enough, the second three out of the corner, that's when Baird jumped him and sat him on the bench for the next, 17 minutes, even though he hit the three there, because he said at the post game, we need him to rebound and get big boy baskets down low, right? But State did come out, G-Money. They came out with a great game plan against him, doubling down with their two bigs every time he touched the ball. We know that that's what he's going to start seeing until Dia makes an adjustment. How does Ole Miss make an adjustment to free Dia up, knowing that that's going to be coming in the future, and especially against A&M, who's arguably got the most physical team in the SEC?
A&M is the leading offensive rebounding team in the country. They have 11 guys that average double-digit minutes.
Wow.
And that's deceiving because Wade Taylor's been out, so someone played in there that got up to double digits. What they got to do is block out, and they've got to run some screens down low and get him open. But I'm telling you, I'm with Chuck. You got to get Morrell going. You look at the second half when it started off, and they threw the ball into him, and he pump faked in the lane, got fouled, and, you can tell he has the offensive ability. The thing is, he has to assert himself, and they need to bring it to his attention. We need you, and we need you to score points. And once you start, he starts firing it from outside and taking it inside and scoring, you're going to free people up.
Guys, do you think starting off with Barnes and Davis in the starting lineup and not inserting Brakefield at least in there is maybe they can alter a little bit their starting lineup? Gary, what do you think about that? Because, Barnes has really struggled to me in SEC play, Justin, to SEC. What do you think about
totally
moving Brakefield in there?
So has Davis. He's struggled, too, in SEC.
He has.
And he took a couple of quick, bad shots early in the game.
He was rusty.
Yeah, Mikhail was just rusty. And, guys, what about that flagrant one foul that they gave on Mikhail when the guy elbowed him in the chest and he's falling down and he's just kind of like
grabbed his
jersey,
and that's why
or whatever. But
they
didn't
called
even
it.
The flag. That would just be a common foul. I mean, they called
it
flagrant one.
I didn't think it was flagrant, but the reason they called it was he grabbed the arm.
Well, he grabbed the arm because
it's the same way I came out of my chair when the state guy grabbed us from behind.
Yeah,
I'm like,
hugging.
That's a flagrant. We're going to get two and get the ball, and it worked out.
Yeah. Yeah, I just thought that was odd because the guy elbowed him, and he probably elbowed him because his momentum was going that way, but he knocked Mikhail to the ground, and, he's just coming off a concussion. I bet he didn't want to just fall straight at the ground.
He's a marked man.
Right now, I think you're
he's
right.
He's a marked man.
Is that what's going on?
I think you're right.
G-Money.
I'm with you. I think you need to get either Brakefield or – Mikhail Brown Jones in there. You need some size in that lineup, especially, A&M has a 6'10 center in Washington. He averages about 6 points and 8 rebounds. He's not much of a scorer. And they go to the boards. They got all of their guys average between 5 and 8 rebounds. So everyone needs to crash the boards. And I'm telling you, the key to me, you need to get Morrell going. And then everything else will work itself out.
Well, Taylor, the guard for A&M
he's out, but he just came back.
Oh, well, great for Ole Miss. When did he come back? Do you know when he came back? Has he been playing a game or two? Is he knocked the rust off pretty good by now?
Yeah. he'll be ready to go.
Yeah, and they've got another guard. I saw him put up 32 and 30 in back-to-back games while Taylor was out.
His name's Phelps. He averages 15 points a game. 6'4 guard. He can shoot it. And they got another guy, Henry Coleman, who's a very good player. And, they got a guy, Garcia. I mean, they got a bunch of guys all averaging 8-9 points a game.
And you know, Buzz Williams is one of the best coaches in America.
Yeah, and he likes,
without a doubt,
he likes to win. He likes to murky the waters, play a physical bruising. He likes the game to be like 65-58. You know, you don't see many A&M games where they're scoring, not in SEC play, where they're scoring 75 and over points. Most of their games are going to be like, you know, 60, 65, 58, 63, 52. They play low-scoring games, and that's kind of really Beard style for this team right now. Gary, how do you think that plays out there?
I think it'll be one of those games on Wednesday night in the 60s. It's going to be one of those defensive battles, but it's going to go back to what we've all been. If Ole Miss can't rebound, it'll be a long night against anybody.
Yeah, I think from what I've seen inside, just pure physicalness, I think that A&M and State are the two most physical teams down low I've seen in the SEC this year. So we'll see.
All right, Gordon, thanks for being with us again. We're up against the break, Gordon.
Concerned about that game. So, yeah.
Yep. I agree.
All right. We'll come back. We've got text messages. We'll take a look at some injuries and other things going on before we actually speak to someone from Texas A&M on the program. So hold on.
Imagine years of hard work and saving, and now you're worried about outliving your retirement savings. Paxton Farese and the Farese Group have over 20 years and a proven process working toward success, not stress, after retirement. To know how you can truly enjoy a level of comfort and security, talk to the Farese Group. Retirement should be stress-free, not stressful. The Farese Group, FariseGroup.com, offices in Oxford and Jackson. The Farese Group, your partner in retirement. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse. Hey, Rebel fans, want to be more involved with Ole Miss? Well, join the Grove Collective, the exclusive Ole Miss NIL program. With the new name, image, and likeness law, Rebel fans now have the opportunities to support and elevate Ole Miss student athletes. And the Grove Collective has created a unified portal to amplify that support. As part of the Grove Collective, your support opens access to special events, fan experiences, merchandise, and marketing opportunities with student athletes. To find out more and to become part of the Grove Collective NIL program, visit thegrovecollective.com. Hottie Toddy and go Rebs.
My name is Connor Griffin. I'm thankful for Mississippi Sports Medicine just for all that they've done for me.
All of the doctors there, they just care about our children, and that's just so important to me as a parent. It's very rewarding to have compassionate people as a part of our family's health journey.
You kind of learn your body at a young age, and if you want to perform at the best, your body has to be at the best as well. At the end of the day, it's my body before a game, so I got to take care of that when I need to.
Mississippi Sports Medicine has 21 subspecialized physicians, urgent care, and no referral needed. Learn more today at MississippiSportsMedicine.com.
You know what makes a good football team? Players with heart and lots of practice. In fact, that's also what makes a good law firm. At Roberts Wilson PA Injury Law, we've had lots of practice and we've got plenty of heart. We're out there fighting the big insurance companies every day. After a car or truck wreck, let the pros at Roberts Wilson PA Injury Law level the playing field between you and the insurance company. 662-533-9111.
Campbell Clinic Orthopedics, a national and international leader in musculoskeletal care, are the ones to trust when it comes to orthopedic needs, such as sports medicine, pediatrics, hip and knee, spine, shoulder and elbow, foot and ankle, hand and wrist, as well as cast and x-ray services, along with a physical therapy department. To make an appointment, call 901-759-3111 or schedule online now at www.campbellclinicoxford.com. They also offer a convenient weekly walk-in clinic Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. until 4 p.m. Campbell Clinic Oxford, located at 2608 South Lamar Boulevard.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
Text message time on the program. And those text messages are brought to you by Cannon Cleary McGraw. Check them out. CCMOxford.com. While we were talking about offensive rebounds, one listener texted in about just standing around the offensive boards, especially in the first half.
Getting back, they're not following the shots is what it looks like, Gary. They shoot it, and everybody's
more concerned
running,
on going back?
Going back on defense and setting up for – but that's big for Ole Miss. If they can stop them in transition, and that's where State was making a lot of their hay, right?
Correct.
And get it to a half-court defense, Ole Miss is
and an
efficient.
Alabama team that scores triple digits.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
you were able – you had to get back.
Yeah.
Because they got back to that triple digits
so
or close to it.
So where's the happy medium?
I don't know if there is one.
You know, to get rebounds and also stop the transition.
I don't know that there is
Chunky.
One thing is put bigger people in there. Yeah. Brakefield needs to be in there same time as Dia at times. I mean, you got four guards and a forward out there. They're, guards instinctively going to drop back. I mean,
they're supposed to.
They're not programmed to go get rebounds.
I think Brown Jones is a huge piece to all of that.
They're so high on him. I mean, look. I mean, Beard said multiple times, you know, that he could be Ole Miss's best player, and you know, he's not anywhere near that this season.
I think he's got to learn to control himself, though. He gets way too emotional out there, as far as I'm concerned.
You need a certain amount, but you can go over over the edge.
Yeah. No, I kind of like that dog. I don't know.
All right.
Well,
I like the enforcer type dude.
Yeah, but there's a certain point where, like I said earlier, he's a marked man.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if you get a flagrant one on that when the State guy just absolutely bulldozes him to the ground.
Ridiculous.
And you grab his jersey just to – not hit your head on the thing, you know, I don't know, and get a flagrant. I mean, I don't know. You're right. It's got to be a smart man. You're exactly right.
We've discussed it, but one text message, why did Dia sit the last 15 minutes against State?
Well, I mean, it was easy. He wanted Dia to stay down low. And, you know, Chuck, we talked about this, you know, for game after game, and it started – who did Ole Miss play the first SEC game? Can't even remember. Georgia. That was his first game where he really became a dominant down low guy, and that's what propelled them. And then, you know, he got frustrated. He tried to go down low. They were doubling him. He was fumbling it, you know, out of bounds, turning it over, and then he started hanging out on the wing. And, you know, they're going to have to come up with a game plan, Gary, because they're going to – this it's a copycat league, and they're going to see what State did with him against Dia, and they're going to make it difficult for him to be a post player.
But the reason we came back and were able to put it into overtime after such a large deficit was because we were smaller.
Yep.
And we were making things happen being smaller.
But Chuck, it goes back. You said they didn't get bigger players in the lineup with four guards.
Overall,
right?
I agree.
So, I mean, it's kind of – I mean, this is a difficult thing to kind of solve the puzzle.
And
there,
the same thing of putting Brakefield in – I mean – then besides Juju, who's your scorer? Who will score with that second group being in there? You're going to have to mix and match and do some things. Jamin's in there in crunch time anyway. Big guy up top, handling the basketball and helping facilitate with whatever guards you have.
But I think it's just more getting off to these slow starts. I mean, we've seen it time and time again. I mean, it seems like it's 12-2 the other team after 5 minutes almost every single game. Now, Alabama, they were able to turn them over constantly at the beginning to keep it, but Ole Miss's offense struggled. I mean, I was there at the Alabama game. You know, I think it was tied 5-5 7 minutes into the game, right? So, I mean, Ole Miss struggled on offense mightily. Even at Alabama, they were just able to lock them down on defense to keep it close.
That's why I'm glad we got Chris Beard and the other 16 assistant coaches that are on the bench. They can all figure that out.
So. I know. I mean, it's really tough to figure out. You know, you know that transition defense is so big. That's where they really worry about with Ole Miss. They want to get back to make it a half-court game on defense. But in order to get back, how do you crash the boards? You know, and so – I don't know. I mean, it's damn if you do, damn if you don't. I you know, that's why he's paid the big bucks, and I never question him. I mean, he's one of the top two or three game day coaches in America.
A couple of football questions before we move on. Akilo Stone, Diego Pounds, do they have another year to play?
They do.
All right. Good news for the listener in the 903 area code there. And finally, talk to us about a punter.
Ole Miss has signed another Aussie. His name is Oscar Bird, and he will be a, believe this or not, I've been told, a 23-year-old freshman.
Nice.
That beats the East Carolina punter that's gotten the portal today, and he's 32 years old.
Yeah, yeah. I saw that.
32.
32.
Come on, man.
23-year-old
32-year-old dude playing college football.
Yes, sir. Keep going, baby. Just keep going. All right. Final things. If we have any injuries, let's talk about them. But first, I got to tell you about Oxford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, official orthopedic team of physicians with Ole Miss Athletics. They've been a part of the community in Oxford for 27 years. Clinics in Oxford, Grenada, Calhoun City, Cleveland, Hernando, Tupelo. Reach them at 662-513-2000.
Yeah, I'm really excited. Some news with injuries. We're going to start getting Oxford Ortho, their group throughout the state of Mississippi. They're going to start doing injury reports for us monthly. And kind of, you know, we can't talk about specific players, but what the injuries involve and how you get healed and how long it takes. I'm really excited about that. Dan Boyd, you know, Ole Miss, one of the Ole Miss team doctors, will be on next week. So really excited about this injury report. But, you know, the two players, Mikael Brown-Jones, obviously still not 100%. And as we saw with Morrell, and you know, the turning point of the game there in overtime, he goes up for the layup. He didn't have the push. I don't know if it's hamstring. I don't know if it's what in his leg, but he still obviously is not 100%.
You can also go to the website, oxfordortho.org. David Sandhop of texags.com joins us next. I like coconuts. You can break them open and they smell like ladies lying in the sun.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out on their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw. Raw Real Estate. Roof leaks can disturb your relaxing weekend or put your business operations and assets in jeopardy. Riverland Roofing is a licensed, insured, and certified roofing contractor that offers clients quality solutions that suit their budget. As a certified GAF master contractor, Riverland can offer warranties that can last a lifetime, servicing five states, including Mississippi and Tennessee. Owned and operated by Ole Miss alumni, Riverland Roofing covers what matters most, home or business. Find out more at riverlandllc.com or call 844-901-ROOF.
Make Lenora's in Oxford your go-to dinner play this season. Their daily ravioli is always amazing, and you can
cannot go wrong with the Decadent Crawfish Mac and Cheese. They have an excellent variety of seafood dishes, and their ribeyes and fillets are cooked to perfection every time. Have a taste of the weekend on Wine Wednesdays, too. Call for your reservation today at 662-236-1144. That's 236-1144. Located at 309 North Lamar, great food and great vibes. It's a winning combination. Hey, cheers, and see you at Lenora's.
At Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford, we want to see you satisfied. If you don't see what you're looking for online or on lot, it can still be yours. From the model you want down to the color you're after, we got you covered. Don't see the one on our website or at the dealership, we'll find it. Test drive a new Chevrolet Equinox or tell us exactly what you're searching for today. Let us do the legwork for you on all your new or pre-owned vehicle needs. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody. Together, let's drive.
Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse. Were you hurt in a car wreck or a passenger in a one-car accident? Call our trained professionals at the Maxwell Law Firm in Greenwood, Mississippi. Call 626-885-0529 and let your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialist at Maxwell Law Firm help you when you need it most. 626-885-0529, your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialist. 213 West Front Street, Greenwood, Mississippi. Hotty toddy and go Rebs.
Hello, this is Parker Guy from Tico's Steakhouse. We opened a second location in Oxford, Mississippi this past spring and would like to invite anyone visiting Oxford, whether it be for a sporting event, visiting kids in school, or just a weekend getaway, to join us for the same sizzling steaks, healthy pours, and family atmosphere that has been serving Mississippi for over three decades. Our hours are 4:30 to 9 Monday through Thursday, 4:30 to 10 on Friday and Saturday, with brunch from 10 to 2 on select Sundays. Please visit our website, ticossteakhouse.com, or call our phone number at 662-638-3181 for any questions.
Ole Miss football, basketball, baseball, and more are all right here on the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
And this portion of the show is going to be brought to you by Gateway Tire. They've been serving us since 1929, 54 locations across six different states. Gateway Tire, we go the distance for you. Going the distance for us in this next segment from TexAgs.com is David Sandhop. David, welcome to the program.
How y'all doing tonight?
We're doing good, David. We were just kind of looking over this A&M squad here. Thank you for having us on tonight, coming on the show. And the first thing that jumps out to us is, you know, we're looking at it. You got 10 guys against LSU that got 12 or more, or actually 13 or more minutes. I mean, that's just so unusual to see an SEC play playing that many players. Is that the norm?
It has been this year. And I think the, you know, the point being is that, you know, this team has, you know, two or three guys that you would consider the top players, you know, Wade Taylor, Pharrell Payne, and Zurich Phelps. But everybody else, almost they're interchangeable parts. And some nights, some guys will play better than others. And it's really, in the end, all 10 end up, you know, getting double-digit minutes.
You know, A&M, the first thing that comes to mind when you think of A&M basketball is how physical they play. You know, Ole Miss has had – they got out-rebounded 52-29 against Mississippi State. And, you know, A&M's one of the most physical teams in the SEC and the country. You know, do you think that the A&M is really trying to take advantage of that right there?
Well, they try to take advantage of that every single game. That's kind of their motto and their culture is offensive rebounding. A&M has been first in the nation in offensive rebounding for two straight years. And it's one of those things to where it's not that A&M is necessarily big or long. It's that everything that they do on offense almost dictates that they do offense to get the offensive rebound. Because you look at their offensive percentages, they're bad shooters from the outside, they're bad shooters everywhere else, and that the key is they have to shoot more shots than the opponent to have a chance to win. And they need to get to the free throw line and make more free throws than the opponent. If that happens, they have a good chance of winning. If it doesn't happen, which happened in both losses in SEC play this year, they're going to lose. And that's it's pretty straightforward for analysts to look at A&M. For us, it's that those are the stat. You look at those two or three stat lines, and that will determine if A&M is going to be in the game or whether they're going to lose.
That's just Buzz Williams. That's been his MO since he started coaching. Defense, offensive rebounding, and try to get to the line. And I think Texas A&M does that as well as anybody.
Yeah, and I think the issue in the two-game losing streak, and even in the win over LSU, is that they were getting to the free throw line, but they've kind of hit a little slump in the percentages. Up until the 3 games ago, they were shooting as a team about 75%, which is not elite, but it's certainly above average. In the last 3 games, they shot 56%. And a lot of that had to do with Wade Taylor being hurt for those 2 games, because he usually gets the bulk of the free throw attempts, and he shoots 85-88%. That's his game now, is that he'll throw up some threes every now and again. But his thing is he drives the lane, and he tries to pick up fouls, and he's pretty much automatic at the line. Everybody else for A&M at the line, 60-65%. So when he's out of the lineup, that really taxes them on the whole free throw element that they want to win at.
David, is he not shooting well from beyond the arc this year? I mean, I don't know, but it seemed to me like last year he was he and the other guard were burning it up outside. Is that not the case?
Wade has never been what we consider an elite three-point shooter in terms of percentage. His thing is that he's a momentum shooter, and he can hit some really long ones. A lot of times the fans and analysts will wonder, sometimes he takes shots that are way too long past the three-point arc. But, he's shooting about 31-32% from three right now. Last year he was maybe at 33-34. But if you look at A&M across the board, they have the transfer from Nebraska, the sharpshooter, C.J. Wilcher. He's shooting 38%. Everybody else is in the low 30s. And so, and you know what? And that's if you're an A&M fan, you'd love for them to shoot better. But that's not the key to whether they win or lose. It's rebounding and getting to the free throw line.
What do you think A&M's biggest concern with Ole Miss? What is the mismatches? We know that the mismatch on A&M's side is rebounding against Ole Miss. What is Ole Miss's mismatch against A&M, you think?
I think it's the type of offense that Chris Beard runs, and the fact that y'all have scores at all five positions, and that's where that can be a challenge for A&M's defense, because A&M's defense is all about help. And, if an opponent has one or two big scores on their team, Buzz Williams is going to find a way to shut them down. But it's going to be really hard when you've got five guys on the floor that can score from anywhere. That's when things really get challenging for the A&M defense. And so, I think that's going to be a big key. If Ole Miss can come out and hit some early perimeter shots, that's going to give Buzz Williams some heartburn.
It's shifting gears a little bit, David. How was the first year with Mike Elko as the head football coach? You guys happy so far, so good?
Well, I guess that depends on who you talk to. But clearly, I think there was some disappointment in the finish, losing two or three games down the stretch. I think that, I think most everybody wants to see a little more dynamic performance in the offense. They got a little conservative at times, and they were breaking in a freshman quarterback. And the other thing was they had a hard time with getting a pass rush on defense. And so that's going to be the key, is they're going to need to be better on the outside. And they went into the portal, and they got three or four defensive ends. and they've gotten a few receivers to try to be a little more dynamic offensively. But I think that's kind of the way people see it, is, it was a solid season, but especially the way it ended, I think people were kind of like, it's, pretty mediocre, which, for A&M, an 8-5, 8-4 type of season is kind of usually where A&M football ends up most seasons. So obviously the fans are hoping for one day that being a 10-2 and 11-1, and they're far from that right now.
Is Reed a guy that you can hang the program on for the next 3 years, or are they looking to upgrade?
Well, I think the plan right now is he's going to be the guy. They've brought in a couple young high school quarterbacks. They didn't go into the they did get a quarterback in the portal, but it was somebody that's going to really serve as experienced backup. I think the key for Reed is really physically maturing. He's skinny, and it really makes it tough for him to create outside the pocket because he just gets banged up. It's just, the SEC is so physical. He does need to improve his accuracy a little bit. But for a freshman, it wasn't that bad. So I think the thinking is improve the accuracy a little bit, maybe get a little muscle on the bone in the off season, and that's where you can see a lot of improvement. I think the other thing that hurt him as well as the offense is they really had a lack of speed receivers, somebody that could really separate and get over the top. And so that really challenged the passing game because, inside of 10 yards, the coverage was just – they were just all over the receivers because they weren't a threat to go long. And so they got a few speed guys in the portal. They hope that we'll change that next year.
And speaking of Reed, a lot of Ole Miss fans followed him. He was committed to Ole Miss all the way until the very end there, a few weeks before signing day, flipped over there to Texas A&M. I think he's going to be dynamic. I really like his future, and I like Elko's future as well. I think he's going to do a hell of a job over there at A&M. I'm interested, another connection between A&M and Ole Miss is they share the same athletic director. Ross Bjork was over here for a number of years, went over there to A&M. What was the feeling about Ross in general, about the job that he performed over there at A&M before he left to Ohio State?
It was mixed. I think, toward the end, he got a lot of blame for, the Jimbo Fisher situation and the fact that obviously he didn't hire Jimbo, but he gave him a very expensive extension pretty quickly. Yep. And I think that's and now that the donors are paying off $70 million on that contract, I don't think he was overly popular. By the end of his tenure. So it was a thing where it was probably time for him to move along. And certainly when Ohio State popped up, that was a great landing spot for him. And I don't think that the A&M folks were too terribly sad to see him go. But
David,
I mean,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Chuck was going to say it's probably the same way that ended at Ole Miss. And, he keeps landing, smelling like roses.
Speaking of.
His team's about to play in the championship. How do you think he, at Ole Miss, there was a lot of criticism of him, when he left. And he got the A&M job. And then at A&M, the same thing happened over there. And he gets the Ohio State job, got everybody. I mean, how does that happen? Anybody?
Well, he's the best I've ever seen at spending other people's money.
Well, he's a smooth talker. I mean, he presents himself as a nice guy. Yeah. I don't think anybody had a problem with him from his personality or interpersonal. It was all just some of the decisions he made. So I can see how he can certainly charm administrators along the way.
My man, we really, really appreciate it. Thank you for your time. We look forward to talking to you in baseball season. I don't know if Ole Miss and A&M square up in baseball, but in all the events, Ole Miss and A&M, you're always on the money. And again, thank you and God bless.
Thanks, David.
All right. Thank you very much. Y'all take care.
You too, buddy.
Got a couple of minutes left to go in this segment. About to do the old coin toss of the football game. In case we get banged too close to time at the end. Who we got?
Pulling for the Irish, thinking Ohio State.
Exactly the same.
My wallet has Ohio State, Ohio State, and Ohio State.
I hate to see the Big Ten win two in a row. I hate that.
You either love them or hate them, both teams, right?
True. Probably the two most disliked, along with Alabama, nationally in the country.
Correct.
Yeah.
So, I would like to see Notre Dame win, but I think it's going to be Ohio State.
I mean, you know, if they play 10 times, Ohio State wins 9. You know, is this going to be the one time? Do they get fumbles? Do they shank a punt? You know, does Notre Dame get a couple busted plays? I mean, that's what's going to have to happen for Notre Dame to win.
Let me say this. Riley Leonard is a winner.
He is.
But I don't know if he's got enough to go with
him. That's his whole offense. Yeah. I mean, that's the whole offense.
Because
it's
I think
quarterback keeper.
Howard can use his legs a little bit more than Leonard can.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I think it's going to come down to one of them having to make some kind of play
that. Smith kid at wide receiver.
Is he
a freshman?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
There he is. He's on. There he is.
And you got Henderson, and you got Judkins, and you got Will Howard's doing a great job at quarterback. They're pretty loaded.
Chucky, what if Judkins ends up getting a national championship? I think he will.
He fixes it to.
Yeah. Yeah. Amazing.
Right. Tell you what, we still have a few minutes, so I'm going to go ahead and do my Ole Miss news. SEC news brought to you by Van Atkins Jewelers, South's leader in the state jewelry and diamond solitaires. Chuck always says, you know, she's worth it. Madison Scott scores 30. Ole Miss gets 42 points in the paint, beating the Bulldogs in women's basketball on Sunday, 71-63. Ole Miss is now waiting for they get the week off, or midweek off at least.
I noticed that. That's weird.
Every team, I guess, gets one of these midweeks off. And they'll have Texas coming to Oxford on the 26th at 2 o'clock. Ole Miss Hoops, we've been talking about this, plays Wednesday against Texas A&M. And let me give a shout-out to the Ole Miss all-female cheer team national championship they picked up in the last couple of days. So
and my wife
kudos
and
to them.
Daughter were glued to that. My daughter's huge into dancing, and you know, they're going to start going to that national championship event starting next year every year. So they were screaming and hooting and hollering over that last night. So our family was in tune to that.
They did their routine at the LSU game, and it was mesmerizing.
Really?
I mean, it was fantastic.
Yeah. UNLV won the hip-hop. I don't know if anybody saw that. I was like, wow. It's some pretty good stuff, pretty talented girls.
I called ESPN and told them to wait till we were off the radio before they kicked off.
At least another 11 minutes, right?
Those bastards.
They just didn't listen at all.
They've already kicked off.
And I got Ohio State in the first quarter, so I definitely want to pay attention to that.
Spin your chair around. We'll come back and finish up. Last portion of the show is coming up. It's the Rebel Yell Hotline, brought to you by Cannon Motors, Mississippi.
She's all right. I don't know she's all right. She's all right. She's all right. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Rebel fans, do you have real estate questions? Coldwell Banker Signature agents have the answers. Whether you're buying or selling, let the agents at Coldwell Banker Signature give you the home field advantage. Start your search now. www.oxford38655.com or call them directly at 662-50-38655. Also, if you're thinking about a career in real estate, give Martin a call at 662-50-38655 to learn about the opportunities available. Find your home with Coldwell Banker Signature today.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out on their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
At Philly Finance, we are an installment loans financial institution that is here to fit most budgets. We make sure that our customers, like you, have the best service and treat you like family. We don't base our loans off your credit score. We base it off your credit history. You can reach us at 601-650-9555 and do a phone application or come by our store in Philadelphia. You can also follow us on Facebook at Philly Finance. Remember, call 601-650-9555 and let us help meet your financial needs.
With over 40 years of combined experience, the Tom Smith Land and Homes team, serving the Cleveland, Mississippi area, is committed to achieving the best results for buyers and sellers. Their knowledge and expertise about agricultural, hunting, and recreational lands is highly known and respected throughout the state. With Tom Smith Land and Homes, you can expect more and get more return on your real estate investment.
Contact Tom Smith Land and Homes today at 662-441-2500.
Looking for the right place to get your game day colors? Rebel Rags has the largest selection of Ole Miss merchandise anywhere, including football jerseys in every size and color. Come grab them while supplies last. Rebel Rags also has game day polos, sideline gear, tailgate items, and more. Famous name brands like Nike, Under Armour, Columbia, Drake, Coliseum, Champion, and Comfort Color t-shirts. Check out Rebel Rags' new entrance off Jackson Avenue with plenty of parking, or shop online at rebelrags.net. Rebel Rags, owned and operated by Rebel fans for Rebel fans. Tell them, Molly.
Rebel Rags, anything, everything, Ole Miss.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
Hey, let's put an end on this program tonight, the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline, with a little red and blue chip recruiting brought to you by the Grove Collective. The mission is to create and enhance NIL opportunities for all Ole Miss student-athletes.
Yeah, we talked about Trey Wallace earlier out of Penn State, the four-star. He's actually the highest-rated available player out of the portal. He's a rising senior, 6'1", 200, actually out of Alabama. Had 720 yards last year, four touchdowns. If anybody saw Penn State's offense, that's like 1,500 yards in an Ole Miss offense, as much as they struggle throwing the ball. Washington State defensive back, Kapina Gushkin. Why do I always got to be the first one to say these names? He committed to Ole Miss last Wednesday. He's a Washington State defensive back out of the portal. 6 foot, 184, 52 tackles. Third on the team, six pass breakups, 3.5 tackles for a loss, two interceptions. So real heady player. I think somebody that would definitely be in the rotation there at safety. Some portal tidbits on the not-so-good news. Washington star transfer cornerback Thaddeus Dixon, the number two corner in the portal, committed to North Carolina's position coach, went over there to North Carolina, and I think they had four or five players off of Washington's team that have ended up over there at North Carolina because of that. So a tough loss for Ole Miss there. I'm not going to lie on that one. Montana State four-star, 215-pound portal running back Scotty Humphrey is down to Ole Miss, North Carolina. Really, those two schools, along with West Virginia and Virginia Tech. Virginia Tech and North Carolina being really active right now out of the portal. Be interesting to see what happens with him. He had a 70.7 grade by the Pro Football Focus last year, which is really solid. A few high school tidbits. 12, Chucky broke this news, 12 of the 21 Ole Miss Sydneys will be on campus for spring practice. Tight end Hayden Bradley and Andrew Maddox, defensive tackle out of Oak Grove, went through the Gator Bowl practices, and then the rest will report. I guess they've already reported. School starts, I believe, tomorrow. That's right. The trio of four-star wide receivers, Sydney's reported, Dylan Alford, Winston Watkins, Samari Reed, a pair of four-star offensive linemen reported, Devin Harper and Connor Hose. And guys, I'm hearing a lot of good thing about those two. Obviously, practice hadn't started, but it's really hard for freshmen to get out on the field, make a contribution their freshman year, but they like these two. So good to see Ole Miss get some really good stud freshman offensive linemen. A couple of defensive ends reported, and Corey Amos and Talib Graham. And a few more four-star defenders reported, Jacoby Hobson. Sad news with his dad passed away. Late Cormont there, and then cornerback Mason Dunn out of Tupelo, and IMG cornerback MJ Preston. So there's some guys that are coming in that go through spring practice at these positions, like offensive line and defensive backfield, that need some help. I don't know, Chucky, do you think these guys can legitimately give Ole Miss some help as a freshman?
They can give them some help, but listen, this isn't a give me some help league. This is a league of dogs. And if you
dogs, dude.
It's even got that way in baseball.
That's the reason I despise the term depth piece. He's a depth piece. You know what a depth piece will get you in the SEC?
Fired.
Get your ass beat. That's what it'll get you.
Yeah.
Sorry for all the hand gestures. Chuck and I are coaching football while this is going on.
Yeah.
Along the way. All right, let's get into it. The good, the bad, and the ugly, brought to you by Riverland Roofing. They're a locally owned roofing company. Inspections, new roofs, maintenance programs. They have you covered, home or business, as certified GAF Master Elite contractors. They can offer warranties that last a lifetime. Call or text them, 662-644-4297, or go to the website, riverlandroofing.com.
Well, we've been over both of these things ad nauseum, but I'm going to add to it. Good, the last Tuesday, the men's basketball team went into Tuscaloosa and pulled off a stunning 74-64 win over then number four Alabama, with Malik Diaz scoring 21 points and hauling in 19 rebounds, which is what he needs to do. The Rebs' formula was smothering defense that forced 21 tied turnovers, fairly even rebounding, and keeping Bama from getting many second shots after missing their first attempt. It was a good night because Alabama was leading the nation in scoring at 91 points a game, and the next time out after the Rebs, they scored 102 in a win at Kentucky. A great win, with the Rebels playing how I imagine Chris Beard and his staff want them to play every game. The bad, even though Ole Miss followed up that win with an overtime loss to MSU number 14 in Starkville, which on the surface is not that bad. The Rebs got clobbered on the boards by 22 rebounds, got off to a horrendous start, trailing 14-2, and only made 8 of 14 free throws. Again, losing in overtime on the road is not terrible, but getting mauled on the boards like the Rebs did was just bad. They have to do better rebounding when number 11 Texas A&M invades Oxford Wednesday night.
Yeah, it's all going to come down to that. I mean, it's two styles of play that likes to murky the waters and really, you know, get after it and have court defense and, you know, strength against strength. You know, it was interesting listening to David speak about the A&M team, that they're poor shooters. You know, they gotta out rebound you to be able to win games and get the free throw line. So we'll see.
While he was doing that, 43% from the field, 30% from three, and 67% from the free throw line.
Yuck.
And other than, as he mentioned,
shot 9 for 21 against LSU.
And Taylor was 5 for 6.
So right. The rest of the team, what is that? Is
4 for 15.
Yeah.
Like, he's shooting 90%. No one else over 71% from the free throw line for A&M. So he's that's it.
Watch them shoot 26 for 28.
However, they got two guys with 50, at least right at 50 offensive rebounds this season.
Hey, we need a huge crowd there Wednesday night. Huge.
Yes. Give your tickets away to people that will go if you can't make it.
All right, friends. I'll see you guys in 2 weeks. All right?
Oh, boy.
Gary.
All right. We'll have two monkeys chasing a banana next week. Stay tuned.
Hotty toddy.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.